We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin Yudalef in the Zelgman edition. Vatane deber odot nechum avelim. Now we're going to talk about the comforting of the mourners, what we call nechum avelim. Shekol zeu bichlal chesed. That is all encompassed in the mitzvah of doing kindness. Kmosh katav Rambam, as Maimonides writes in the 14th chapter of the Laws of Mourning. And then after the Rambam, I knew, but then I also bumped into it, says the Chafetz Chaim, in the Medrash Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the 17th chapter, that comforting the mourners is also a part of the kindness. The Medrash over there says that when Yaakov passed away, the Egyptians came and tried to comfort Yosef over the passing of his father, and that God gave them their wages for that mitzvah. So it's clear in the Medrash that that's a mitzvah. It's also alluded to in the Torah, the essence of the mitzvah. B'mesh katuv, as the verse says, Achei Hashem Elokechem teleichu, go after Hashem. U'kmo shamu chazal, our sages explained, Ve'etaknu le'el, we quoted it earlier, that what does it mean to go after God? It means to go in His ways. Just as God comes to comfort the mourner, as we find God came to comfort Isaac after Abraham's passing, so too we learn we should comfort a mourner. We find it often in the Tanakh, this idea of nicham avelim. Etzel Yaakov, when Yaakov is preparing the food for his father Yitzchak, who's sitting Shiva. Ve'etzel David, and by David we find that David went to comfort his wife after they lost a child. V'chayotzebem, you find other examples. It's not only a mitzvah to go in God's footsteps, it's also a mitzvah of being kind to your fellow man. Love your fellow man as yourself. So that encompasses this mitzvah. I know that mitzvah is anything you'd want others to do on your behalf. Be it that people help you in things you need, or when a person's worried or in pain, that they should alleviate a person's worry. You should do it to your brother as well. That's why you have to be so careful. If, God forbid, there's a person in mourning, to take the time and go and visit them. And very often people are lazy. I'm going to go. And then before they know it, the 7 days are up. And the 7 days are up very fast, because the first day is the day of the funeral. So you lost that, the first day. Somewhere in the middle you have Shabbos, you lost that. That's 2 days now. And the last day doesn't count, because the last day right after Shacharis, they get up. So subtract 3 days, you're left with 4 days. There are really only 4 days for Nicham Avelim. Matzei Shabbos is a good time in the winter months. Friday afternoon, people get up early to get ready for Shabbos. So you're left with 3 days. So Nicham Avelim is really a short thing. It's not the 7 days people envision. You really have 3 days. And as part of our great sins, says the Chafetz Chaim, people are lenient in this mitzvah. And especially when it's someone poor who's in mourning, it's so common that no one goes to visit. And the truth is, on the contrary, the Talmud tells us that when a poor person loses a relative, he is in greater pain than a wealthy person. The Talmud says that there's a difference in age when a person mourns over a child, God forbid, that passes away. It depends on his wealth. When a person is more wealthy, here we'll see, so it says that the child has to reach a greater age before we eulogize him. When a person is poorer, so even if the child passes away at a younger age, we say, you give him a eulogy because the parent has nothing else in their life but the kid. So it seems like when a person has less assets, they have a different connection with their kids and the loss is more severe. So that's so the Chafetz Chaim says, so certainly a poor person needs a greater comfort and it's a bigger mitzvah to do Nechem Avelim. Kedita Svarazo Bagmaraz, the Talmud in Tractate Moikotin tells us with regards to eulogizing, and I wanted to analyze why are people so lenient, they're not careful with this mitzvah when it comes to a poor person. Because when a person's poor, he doesn't really have friends in this world. As the verse says, "Hon yosif reim rabim," wealth gets your many friends, v'dal mereu yipared. And when a person suddenly is impoverished, so even his friends keep a distance. Aval be'emet rak mereu yipared. But the truth is only his friends keep a distance. V'etzed Hashem itbach hu karov yoter me'acherim. And in heaven, he is even closer than others. U'kmo shekatuv, as the verse says, karov Hashem lenishberei lev. God is closest to those whose hearts are broken. So a person should know that the wages for he who can actually comfort a poor person and speak in a way that will talk to them, that will alleviate their pain, they have such great wages in heaven. So what is this idea? What are we doing in Nichum Aveilim? We're trying to comfort them of their pain. So that's what are we doing in Nichum Aveilim? We're trying to help comfort them of their pain. That's what Chafetz Chaim writes. I have a different tradition. My tradition is that Nichum Aveilim is to help a person come to terms philosophically with the fact that God took something away from them. It's very hard for a person to come to terms with that pain. So my tradition is that we're coming to help the person come to terms with his emunah, with his philosophy, to help him come to terms with the loss. The custom is that when people comfort, they come and they tell the person, "Hamakom yenachem etchem." The omnipresent should comfort you, bitoch shar avelei Tzion v'Yerushalayim, amongst the remainder of the mourners over Jerusalem and Zion, that's all of us, v'lo tosivu ledavaod, you should not continue to suffer anymore. Ve'im shevaseh yotzeh mitzvat nichum avelim, and even though technically you did your mitzvah by saying that sentence, mikol makom yoter tov im yachol ledaber alibo v'lafik mitzaro v'ezeh dibruim. It's much better if you could talk to him and help alleviate his pain with a different conversation. Shezo ikar hanichum. That's the prime mitzvah of nichum aveilim. And we're going to discuss this at greater length in the 7th chapter, says the Chafetz Chaim. So this is also in the response of the Igros Moshe. He writes a similar idea that the prime thing of nichum aveilim is talk to him. Help him come to terms with things. He should start the conversation, not the comforter, but the mourner. But the comforting is when you have a conversation and you help him come to terms with it. People sometimes feel like they can't leave if they didn't tell the person, "Hamakom yenachem eschem." That's not true. You did your mitzvah by having a whole conversation with them. Sometimes you had this whole conversation and suddenly they leave. They go on a phone conversation. You have to catch a bus and you feel like, "I didn't do the mitzvah. I didn't say Hamakom yenachem eschem." It's not true. You did your mitzvah. If you spoke to them and you comforted them, you did your mitzvah. Yes, we always try to get this sentence in, but you don't have to feel so bad if you didn't get the sentence in. Lechatchila, you should. That's the custom. We always end the Shiva call by saying the sentence because that's the minimum. It's not the maximum nichum aveilim. That sentence is the minimum.